again. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is St. Patrick's Day, Friday, March the 17th, 2017, 10:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is Scott Spears with a special one-hour edition of the Now program. And once again, I want to wish everybody out there a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Sean Kraft will be joining me momentarily for the first hour here, and then coming up next hour, we have a treat. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, will be back in studio here at WWGH Radio this morning from 11:10 until 12 p.m. doing the Golden Voice Show, talking current events and talking about Ted. So if you want to call in and talk with the man with the golden voice, you can do that this morning from 11:10 till 12 p.m., and then Ted will stick around from 12:10 to 1 p.m. for the Exchange Club. Today we'll have Charlie Evers, Marge Hazlett, Sean Kraft, and Ted Williams, and myself. That'll be from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. That will be a tremendous, tremendous event today. And then, to wrap it all up this afternoon, we have the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show from 1:10 until 3 p.m., a Marion radio legend giving away lots of good stuff. I know, I'll give you a little preview here. I know he's got gift certificates to the Chicken Shack. I know he's got gift certificates to McDonald's. And I think he might have gift certificates to the new Reese's Barbecue opening up here in the Southland Mall tomorrow. So you're going to have to stay tuned this afternoon. It is going to be a big St. Patrick's Day here on WWGH Radio, and I hope you are wearing green so you don't get pinched today. Now, the first hour this morning, we're going to talk about a big event that's coming up here in Marion. This is the first we've really talked about it. It's another great wrestling event, Classic Championship Wrestling, presenting Slammapalooza, which will take place Saturday, April the 1st at the Union Hall on Route 309 next to the Speedway across from Harding High School. For this event, tickets are a $10 donation to WWGH Radio. Now, with that $10, not only will you receive admission to the event, but you will get free pizza and free dessert if you are among the first 100 ticket holders. The first 100 ticket holders to pay $10 to get in that night, April Fool's Day, will get free pizza and free dessert. The doors open at 4 p.m., the show starts at 5. You can get your tickets at the door. So I would encourage everybody to be there at 4 p.m. And again, this is a charity wrestling event. All the proceeds, the $10 donations for the tickets, go to the WWGH Radio Education Fund. But it's Slammapalooza coming up on Saturday, April the 1st at the Union Hall on Route 309 next to Speedway across from the Harding High School. And again, this event is supported by Schrader Computer and Domino's Pizza. So we thank them very much. And there are some other supporters that will be coming in the weeks to come that we will mention as well, because this is going to be a hot event, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, and we're going to announce the matches as the time goes by, as they say. But right now, we're going to take a quick break because we've got lots here in hour number one. Don't you dare go anywhere. WWGH Radio, hot as a firecracker. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you had your lucky charms this morning. We'll be right back. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean. because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hey, Scott Spears back here with you on this St. Patrick's Day, 23 minutes past the hour, and boy, another year has gone by. Can you believe it? St. Patrick's Day here again already. And there is some ambiguity on how St. Patrick's Day got started and what are the reasons we need to wear green and why is pinching popular if you don't wear green? Where did that come from? All that. Today, if you want to know the answers to that, you'll want to listen to the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. You talk about an Irish show and an Irish tradition, Fahey Bank, there you go. The Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show today from 1 till 3 p.m. because I hear Charlie has not cooked up any cabbage, but Charlie has cooked up some Irish trivia, some St. Patrick's Day trivia for you today to win those prizes. So you will not only win prizes today, you're going to get some St. Patrick's Day knowledge that maybe you didn't have before. So tonight, when you go out and have your big St. Patrick's Day party, you will be able to explain to people what the traditions of St. Patrick's Day are. And by the way, just a reminder, just to say very quickly, that if you do drink the green beer, because we know a lot of people will indulge today in the green beer, please make sure you have a designated driver or another way home, or you ride with a group, and make sure your designated driver has not indulged in any alcohol of any kind. Please get home safe tonight. Have a good time, but get home safe. So please do not go in and have the green beer and have the great celebration and try to drive yourself home. That never ends well. You want to be around for years and years and years to tell your children and your grandchildren about the great St. Patrick's Day you had in 2017. So if you indulge tonight and get into the green beer, please take a cab home. There are plenty of cab services here in Marion. Get a designated driver. Find another way home. That is a safe bet and something you will definitely want to do. So, now that we've got that out of the way, I've always been curious. Why is it pinching if you don't wear green? I understand the Irish green connection, that's why you wear green, but I've never really understood the pinching thing. Maybe Charlie will have the answer to that as the day goes along. But as I said earlier on in the program, the big event is coming up on Saturday, April the 1st. Boy, oh boy, will it be Fool or Fight? It's Slammapalooza 2017 at the Union Hall on Route 309. It's right next to the Speedway, right across from the Harding High School. Tickets are a $10 donation to the WWGH Education Fund, and with that $10, not only do you get a ticket to this event, but the first 100 people to buy a ticket will get pizza and dessert at no extra charge, included in the $10. The doors open at 4 p.m., show starts at 5 p.m., and one of the big reasons this is going to be a hot show is because of the man joining us right now. He is the CCW World Champion, heavyweight champion. He had a 2.5-year run, and at our last big event back in January, he secured the title again from Mr. Hughes, the man who took it from him back in October. He is the son of a legend, Bobo Brazil Jr. Bobo, how are you on this St. Patrick's Day?
Pretty good. That's pretty good. How are you guys doing there? How's the weather up there on St. Patrick's Day?
You know what? Much better than it was at the beginning of the week.
Wow, that's good. We still getting rain here down in the southern state here, but, you know, St. Patrick's Day is a great day to be celebrating, just like it was a great day for me to celebrate when I beat Mr. Hughes and all of his managers that he had around the ring, and he still couldn't get the job done.
That's exactly true. Now, Bobo, we have teased people this morning that we are going to announce the main event, which you don't know. The executive committee has gotten together. We're going to announce the main event right now for that big April 1st event. And people might be a little confused by this event, but we'll talk about that as time goes on. The main event will be Bobo Brazil Jr., who will be making a title defense. The title will be on the line again. Now, a lot of people thought Mr. Hughes would get the rematch, but the committee, we'll have to talk to them, but for some reason, the executive committee has made a decision not to give Mr. Hughes the rematch. Now, that's what we're going to talk about in a second, because there's something fishy going on there. But the opponent on April the 1st will be the man from the land of the rising sun, the Great Akuma.
Oh, man, the Great Akuma. This guy's been a headache. Why is he a headache in my life, this guy, man? And what am I going to have to do to get rid of him? I guess I'm going to have to do the same thing to him that I did to Mr. Hughes and Busey. I'm going to just have to get rid of him. You know, this guy, Michigan, you know, Mississippi, Arkansas, wherever I appear, this guy seems to be peering. I'm standing looking. When I get in the ring, he's standing there at the corner, and I was wondering, was this his idea of getting under my skin?
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing about this match. We all know the Great Akuma is very dangerous, and it's going to be a great match. He's very quick. He's not like the other guys you faced in that they're bigger than you. This guy is actually smaller than you, but he's very dangerous, and he's got that deadly mist that he likes to mist from his mouth. But word on the street, and I don't have this confirmed yet because I have not talked to him yet, but word on the street is he has taken Big Bully Busick as a manager. Does that surprise you? Yeah, can you believe that?
I can't believe it. Why would he go and get a snake in the grass? I'm dealing with one snake. Now I got to deal with another snake.
Well, here's,
I thought I had got rid of Busick.
Well, here's the confusing thing, Bobo. You didn't get rid of Busick. Busick is still here. You thought you ran him off, but he has now aligned himself. He went. My understanding, I don't really know the truth of what happened, but I have ears to the ground everywhere, and my understanding is he went over to Japan, tried to get the Butcher Beast released. Butcher Beast is still stuck over there because of the brutality he did last October to an opponent. He couldn't get the Butcher Beast out, but while he was over there, you know this Busick, he doesn't give money away lightly, so if he paid for the plane ticket to go over there, yeah, for him, if he was going to pay for the plane ticket to go over Japan, he was coming back with something, and I think what he came back with was the Great Akuma.
The Great Akuma. You know, I really thought about Trump being in the office that they would stop guys like Busick from going cross seas, picking up different aliases and then bringing them back over here, but I guess that was more on Busick's side than it was mine. But I tell you what I'm going to do when I get there. Like I said, I was working in the gym very hard for Mr. Hughes. Now this is going to make me work on my speed, run a lot, walk a lot. I got a few days to do this, stay on the treadmill. But you know what, Scott? I'm not coming in and taking this guy lightly at all. I'm not even taking his manager lightly. But I can tell him one thing. If they're not ready for a championship match, they might as well stay at home because I'm coming in ready.
Well, here's the thing, Bobo. Mr. Hughes is all. As far as I know, Big Bully Busick is still in representation of Mr. Hughes. Mr. Hughes is on this card as well, and I guess I can announce this match now. Mr. Hughes will be having a Steubenville street fight with Dick the Bruiser Jr. Now, here's the confusing thing. Now, why, if Bully still represents Hughes, would he not advocate for Hughes to get a rematch? Something's going on there.
That's what I said. Now, that's triple trouble. I got to watch. Not only Busick, I got to watch my back with Mr. Hughes. One of the biggest. I call him the Viper. I thought Randy Orton was the Viper, but I call Mr. Hughes the Viper because he strikes at the right time. When you're down. And I really, feel like the defensive is a little bit against me. I'm a little weary, but I'm not worried about that.
You know, Bobo, I want you to chew on the fat here with this, with these announcements for a minute. We're going to come back and talk about them. But we found something in the archives this morning. I didn't know this existed, but so many people loved your father in this area, Bobo Brazil Sr. And there was a song released back in the 1970s entitled The Ballad of Bobo Brazil. I thought in honor of your appearance this morning, we would play that song for our listening audience. So hold there on the line, and here comes The Ballad of Bobo Brazil.
And from Benton Harbor, Michigan, weighing 300 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, Bobo Brazil.
Again, that is The Ballad of Bobo Brazil here on WWGH Radio. Bobo Jr., when you hear that, what do you think?
You know, I was moving to and grooving that band. It seemed like he was right there again. But you know what, though, Scott? At that play, the great Akuma was not going to have a chance because I was in the mood right there while the music was playing. And just like the song says, the Cocoa Butt. It's going to be delivered so many times that night. The great Akuma is not going to be able to stand up and find his way back, not only to the dressing room, but he's not going to go back to the rising sun. The music you know what that hit must feel like, so don't stick your nose in it this time.
I tell you, it's going to be a big night. We've just announced the two main events for those of you just joining the program. Slammapalooza, second annual Slammapalooza, coming up on the big April Fool's Night, Saturday, April the 1st, at the Union Hall on Route 309, right next to Speedway, across from the Harding High School. Tickets are a $10 donation to the WWGH Education Fund. With that $10, you get free pizza and free dessert if you are among the first 100 ticket buyers. The doors open at 4. The show starts at 5 p.m. Big two matches have been announced. It's Bobo Brazil Jr., the heavyweight champion here in CCW, defending the title against the man from the land of the rising sun, the great Akuma, with his manager, Big Bully Busick. And then Mr. Hughes goes one-on-one with Dick the Bruiser Jr. Of course, Big Bully Busick representing Mr. Hughes in a Steubenville street fight. Anything goes. Bobo Jr., thank you so much for joining us, and I will see you.
Scott, you know what? I can't even wait to get there. You know, I might come in a day early, you know, just to even get the big event of what's going on, you know. And I'm going to tell the fans, get your tickets, be the first 100 people to come, because it's going to be a show that you'll never forget.
It might be fool, it might be fight. Thank you, Bobo.
No problem. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. St. Patrick's Day here. Sean Kraft joins us in studio. Sean is the commissioner of the Classic Championship Wrestling Organization. Now, we've announced the matches now. We're back on April the 1st. What an event this is going to be. This is really a trailblazing event, don't you think?
It is, you know, and the title that we came up with is amazing.
Well, we had a great turnout last time.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to reward our fans, not only with the great wrestling action for your $10, but the first 100 people who show up at the door to buy that ticket that night, free pizza, free dessert.
And you can't beat Domino's Pizza.
Oh, and we once again want to thank our supporters, longtime supporters on these events, Domino's Pizza, Schrader Computer. So thank you so much for everything you have done. Now, here's the matches. Now, give me your, we've only announced two, but they're two big ones. Our champion, Bobo Brazil Jr., heavyweight champion, going one-on-one with the man from the land of the rising sun, the great Akuma, who has now taken on a manager, Big Bully Busick.
Wow.
What do you think?
That's going to be a heck of a match. You know, Akuma, he just has all these different kind of moves. You just never know what kind of move he's going to come up with.
I've never seen a man from Japan have quite the skill that the great Akuma has.
Well, that kind of rhymed. Do you notice that? A man from Japan.
And the man from Japan.
Yeah.
That's his new moniker, the man from Japan. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't.
No.
I mean, I don't know how Big Bully Busick's communicating with him. No, I do.
Yeah.
In the dollar sign. That's how he's communicating with him.
You notice when he's like getting warmed up, he meditates or whatever. I don't know.
Well, he meditates. He goes outside. He takes a run around. This guy is in peak physical condition.
Yes.
I mean, don't think that night that there couldn't be a title change. We all love Bobo, but this Akuma is no joke.
That's right.
But why would you align yourself with the bully, who you know is just in his back pocket for a lot of money?
Well, you know the bully. You know, bully has ways of getting anybody.
That's for certain. Now, here's the other big match that night, and you want to talk about a fight. We're talking about, and it's a Steubenville street fight, which means it's crooked. Now, the Steubenville is crooked. There's no doubt about that. But in the Steubenville street fight, you've got Mr. Hughes, the man who took the Undertaker's urn, the man who beat down Sting. You know, he's done it all, going one-on-one with the son of the legendary Dick the Bruiser, Dick the Bruiser Jr., and, of course, the bully in Mr. Hughes' corner. What a fight that shall be on April the 1st.
It's definitely going to be, you don't want to miss that fight, because that's going to be one of the unique fights that we ever actually put together here on Classic Championship Wrestling.
Well, and as a commissioner, why would you guys put together a match in which it's going to be no rules?
You know, we decided to come up with something unique and different, and I think it'll be great to do that.
Well, I think it's certainly going to be unique. It's certainly going to be one of the greatest events in the history of Classic Championship Wrestling, and we are going to enjoy that without question. Coming up on April the 1st, the Slammapalooza, that is going to be an event, And again, it's only $10. $10 donation to the WWGH Radio Education Fund. And I do want to give a little preview here, because coming up at 11:10 today, the Golden Voice Show will be here.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm going to be right here. Let's have a ball. Call in.
Absolutely.
Let's have some good time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So Ted Williams has arrived. So coming up in about 30 minutes, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, will be on the air. And boy, there is a lot to talk about in the world today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Trump's budget came out yesterday. We'll be talking a little bit about that, I'm sure. There's all kinds of stuff, and Ted will be here.
North Korea is acting up.
Oh, already this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a lot to talk about, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then Ted will join us, of course, for the Exchange Club with Marge Hazlett, Charlie Evers, and Sean here, and that'll be St. Patrick's Day edition of the Exchange Club.
St. Patty's Day.
That's right.
Darn right. St. Patrick's Day is a great, great holiday, but I don't understand why they pinch you.
If you don't have,
what is the thing behind the pinch?
I don't know.
No,
I have no clue. I don't know. Now it's St. Patrick's Day. I wonder how it became St. Patrick's Day. I just never really.
There's a Saint Patrick, I believe.
Oh.
But I don't know what he did that made this day
popular.
Very popular. It's something to do with the Irish.
Yeah.
I know the Catholics celebrate in a big way. I know that. A lot of restaurants will be having libation tonight, doing what they do.
And you know the green beer, you know. And
there will be the green beer. But everybody, please, if you do indulge tonight, have a designated driver. Make sure.
Uber.
Yes. Uber.
Yes.
Uber.
That's a new service now.
Uber.
You can do it right on your cell phone. Just order it right on your cell phone.
Is there any way I can preview one of my guests?
Yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay, his name is David Jones. And what David is to me, I have acquired a health and wellness coach. He's trying to get me healthy. And some of the products that he's helped me with, first steps were water. I can drink water, but we'll talk about that.
Oh, so we're going to learn about health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
The
today.
Man who's getting the golden voice on the healthy trek.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's going to be very interesting.
That's
going to be... I will. That's going to be a fascinating show coming up at just after 10, or just at 10 minutes after 11, here in about 30 minutes. So that is going to be great. Now, Sean, is there anything just ruffling around in your mind here in the last 15 minutes of this program?
You know, as far as the wrestling or anything?
Anything.
No, actually, it's a pretty good Friday, you know. I woke up in a pretty good, decent mood.
The week is rounding up here, and
you know,
it's a lot of
fun. Thank goodness Friday. That's why I say it's been a long week.
It has been a long week, but you know what? We're going to wrap it up today, and we're going to have a good time. And like I say, all the great programs that are coming up today on this station are going to be tremendous, with the Golden Voice Show coming up next, the Exchange Club coming up at noon, and then I know Charlie has got a lot of St. Patrick's Day trivia questions ready to go. He told me yesterday it's going to be St. Patty's Day trivia today here on WWGH Radio from 1 to 3.
So if I go find is a rainbow going to be out there? I can go find some gold, right? Is that how that works?
Well, I don't know.
Go find some pot of gold somewhere?
I don't know why. You know, honestly, I don't know where that came from either.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's not true. Have you ever seen the end of a rainbow?
I've never, actually.
No, so I'm not even exactly sure what that's all about.
Maybe that's why I never see the gold.
and what does gold go for nowadays? Is gold the most precious commodity you can have?
I don't
have?
Know. A lot of people are collecting silver and stuff right now and stuff like that.
So I don't even know if gold is the hottest commodity anymore.
Yeah.
But again, we do want to remind everybody, because it is coming up, and we've just made the announcements this morning, that the Slammapalooza, the big wrestling event that will benefit WWGH Radio's Education Fund, will take place on Saturday, April the 1st at the Union Hall. You can't miss it. It's right on 309, right off of 23, next to the Speedway, across from the Harding High School here in Marion, Ohio. $10 a seat goes to the Education Fund here at WWGH Radio. If you are one of the first 100 people to get your ticket on that day, you will get free pizza and free dessert included in that $10 donation. Doors open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 5. Supporters, Domino's Pizza, and Schrader Computer. And the two big main events that we have announced today is that the legendary Bobo Brazil Jr. will be defending the heavyweight Championship against the man from the land of the rising sun, the great Akuma, with WWE legend Big Bully Busick in his corner, and the other big match that night, the Steubenville Street Fight, which, no rules. WWE legend Mr. Hughes goes one-on-one with Dick the Bruiser Jr., the son of the legendary Dick the Bruiser, and in Mr. Hughes' corner will be Big Bully Busick. A whole host of other matches will be introduced. I know that I believe Just Intoxicated is making his return to Classic Championship Wrestling. I think Stitch, who was at our last show, will be coming back. D.A. Italian will be making a return. He's been here before. I believe the Diet Guru, the Twinkie Man, Slim Trimmins will be there at the event.
We don't know about Hinky Pinky, whatever her name is.
Pinky Shortcake.
Oh, Pinky Shortcake.
We don't know. I don't know if she was called Hanky Panky. I've never met Hanky Panky.
I didn't know what her name was.
But that,
I knew it was something Pinky or Pinky or whatever.
That in itself is worth the price of admission just to see her. Maybe she'll be their guide. He needs some guidance as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm not sure what match he will be involved with. But Slim has not got an opponent yet. But I'm sure that will not be hard to find as the days, the weeks, the months pass by as we head to this big event, which is just a little over 2 weeks away. And the weather will be nice, and that's why it's Slammapalooza, just like spring break.
And you know, it's happening on an April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. So will it be fool or fight?
Good question.
So give me your prediction. Who's going to win the world title encounter, Great Akuma, Bobo Jr.?
I'm going to have to go with Bobo Jr. on this one.
Now, why are you standing behind the champion?
Well, it's because he is he just has the way of showing his strength, and he's really good at what he does.
What do you think about the mist of the Great Akuma? He's got that mist.
He does. And
will referee Ron be on it?
That's a good question. I don't know. Hopefully. You know, Ron's really stepped up to the plate, I think.
Oh, I think Ron has done a tremendous job officiating some of these events, but you can't be in 25 places.
At one time.
At one time. And sometimes you got Big Bully on the floor. You've got the combatants in the ring. You never know who's coming down there. It's hard for a referee to handle that situation.
And it's definitely harder for a cameraman, too, trying to follow all of it.
Well, it's hard for the announcer, because I never know what's going on with anybody.
Yeah.
So, again, if anybody has an opinion on this big event, or just a little intake, a little opinion, a little who's going to win coming up on April the 1st? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you, because there is nothing greater than an event of epic proportion like Slammapalooza, the one that will take place on April the 1st. Straight up on the 1st of April, do you think there'll be any tricks played on that particular night?
Akuma might have some stuff up on his sleeve. He usually does, like you said, the mist.
You don't think there's some crooked nature to the bully?
Yes, probably so. Yeah, he'll have something up his
I've never known that man to be on the straight and narrow in the entire time that I've been associated with him. I've never seen the straight and narrow.
Well, that's why he's called the bully.
Well, without question. But he's crooked.
Crooked bully.
And I have to sit with him at the announce table, and I know that his shenanigans, now there's an Irish word, are not what I would call on the level.
Well, he's definitely a one of a kind.
Oh, there's nobody like the bully. And he does have a great wrestling knowledge, and he is a very tough guy, certainly in tremendous shape. But can he really impart wisdom to a guy like the Great Akuma, who can't speak English?
I don't know. That's going to be
awful. Do you think Donald Trump might deport him before the event?
You never know.
You never know when these deport people are going to be out. I don't even know what you call them.
I don't know.
Deportation agents?
You know how they have those signs up? You stop and get like a breathalyzer test on the highways? They might set those up.
So I say, what if he doesn't make it? I'll tell you what. Once again, like I say, the big event is April 1st at Slammapalooza. It's at the Union Hall on 309 next to Speedway, right across the street from Harding High School. You can't miss it. $10 donation to WWGH Radio's Education Fund is the price for the ticket. That includes pizza and dessert for the first 100 people. Doors open at 4. Show starts at 5. And joining us right now is a WWE legend. And my prediction is, within the next few years, he will be a Hall of Famer, because he certainly deserves it. He is total protection. Mr. Hughes. Mr. Hughes, how are you?
Great. How's it going? Great to be on with you this morning.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, happy Cyrus Day, man. You going to have some green beer today or some green cake?
Might have to as the day goes on. I might wait till I'm off the air for that, but then we'll get into it.
Right on, right on. What's going on? What's cracking?
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Hughes, I have some questions because this morning we have announced this big card for the Big Slam-a-Palooza event, and you have been signed in a Steubenville street fight, which is anything goes, with Dick the Bruiser Jr. How do you see that going down on April the 1st?
Well, you know, Dick the Bruiser Jr. and I have met face-to-face time and time again in that squared circle, and I kind of got one up on him. Last time I wrestled him, I beat the brakes off of him, so nothing's going to be different this time. The same thing is going to happen. So when the people come out, they get to see Total Protection Mr. Hughes beat up Bruiser Jr. because I'm sick and tired of looking at it when I come down to Ohio. Let's put it that way.
Well, now here's something. I have a question for you, Mr. Hughes, because on that night we also learned it's a big double main event. Half the main event is what we've just described, Dick the Bruiser Jr. versus yourself. Big Bully Busick, I assume, will be in your corner in this Steubenville street fight. But the opposite side of the big double main event that night, Bobo Brazil Jr. will be back with the heavyweight title, making his first title defense since defeating you. He will be making the title defense, though, against the great Akuma. And we have learned that Big Bully Busick, will be in the great Akuma's corner. Now, why did the Bully not negotiate you to have that rematch? Doesn't that make you angry?
Well, no, you know, not really. You know, Busick, he's a good mentor, good person to handle my affairs, and I trust what he's doing. You know, he always has some interesting tricks up his sleeve, so trust me, it's not something he's doing to hurt me any. He's setting something up. All the guys that he manages, he tries to set them up with good matches, and so I believe that's what's going on.
Now you trust him. See, I think that could be a cardinal error, Mr. Hughes, that you trust this guy, because I found him to be nothing but a modern-day shyster.
Well, I trust him. I wouldn't be with him. You know, I trusted a lot of managers, you know, like Holly Race, and, you know, and our bodyguard for some champions, you know, like Triple H and, well, you know, Y2J and you know, a whole bunch of different people that that actually I trusted and they trusted me. So I trust Busick to do what he's got going on, and believe me, he's got a smart plan, let's put it that way.
Well, and then the backside of this is the big Slam-a-Palooza Battle Royal that will take place that night, which will include Bobo Brazil Jr., will include the great Akuma, will include Slim Trimmons, will include a lot of great talent. When you guys get in that ring for that big Battle Royal, how can Busick have a favorite when he's got two of his charges in the ring, yourself and great Akuma? Because I would say whoever wins that battle royal is certainly in line for a heavyweight title shot.
Well, you know, whoever wins it, and if Busick has anything to do with it, we're all pretty much on the same team. You follow me? So, you know, if it's anyone that I'm associated with him, then we're good to go.
Well, I tell you what, Hughes, it is going to be a happening on April the 1st. It will be good to see you again, but I would think seriously between now and then in investigating Big Bully Busick, because you never know what he's up to. There's just some chicanery, in my opinion, going on behind the scenes there.
Well, like I said, it's all for the good, by God, no doubt about it. Because the last time I was there, I got robbed. You stripped me. The freaking commissioner stripped me of the heavyweight title that I beat fair and square from Bobo Brazil Jr. And so now I talked to my manager, Busick, and so we're setting something up so we can get another title shot so I can bring that gold back to Atlanta, Georgia with me and put it up on my trophy mantle with the urn that I took from The Undertaker. So anybody that comes this weekend, April 1st, they're going to see Total Protection beat somebody up in that battle royal. I'm going to beat up Bruiser Jr. and end his career.
End the career on April 1st. It is going to be Fight or Fool on April Fool's Day. Half the people will be the fools, half the people will be the fighters. Thank you, Mr. Hughes, for calling in. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Well, Sean, now you've heard from Mr. Hughes. What do you think?
You know, we had to make that decision based on, you know, his hands was on the ropes and, you know.
Well, yeah, why does he keep whining about that event that took place so long ago?
Yeah.
I mean, this is back in October. Now, we gave him a rematch. It's not like we handed the title back to Bobo.
Yeah. You know, Bobo is just one of those kind of people. He's unstoppable.
Well, he is unstoppable, but I understand that Mr. Hughes had a gripe. You know, because he technically did win the match because referee Ron did not see that Bobo's hand was on the rope, but we gave him another shot at it. Not like he didn't have another shot.
Well, there was some illegal objects in the ring at the time as well.
Oh, you think Mr. Hughes cheated? I can't imagine he would do something associated with the bully. I can't imagine either one of them would do anything that wasn't on the level.
You know, you never know with them two.
Crooked as could be. Crooked people. Without question. Remember, folks, you got to stay tuned to WWGH Radio all day today because coming up at about 12 minutes after 11 o'clock this morning, about 14 minutes away, it's the Golden Voice Show with Ted Williams, and his guest today is the man who's helping him life coach. Get him healthy. Get him ready to go. This is going to be a fascinating interview and a fascinating program from 11, 12 to 12 p.m. this morning. Live program right here in the WWGH studios, followed by a special St. Patrick's Day edition of The Exchange where we talk about everything, politics. Who knows? Who knows where we'll end up today on that show? And, of course, we'll have Charlie Evers, Marge Hazlett, Ted Williams, Sean Kraft, and myself around for that program. That's 12:15 to 1 o'clock. And then the day wraps up. This St. Paddy's Day wraps up with the Fahey Bank, Charlie Evers Show, and the Fahey Bank. What a great Irish institution here in Marion, Ohio. And that will be from 1:10 to 3 p.m. today. Charlie will have his giveaways. And the questions today are St. Patrick's Day trivia, from my understanding.
How much gold's in the pot at the end of the
Well, it's my understanding there is no pot, so I don't know if we could count the gold.
I don't know. Some people say they found it.
Are you obsessed with this pot of gold?
I want gold.
You? Well, I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe you can get some in your teeth.
Oh, like Mike Tyson.
Do you remember the grave robbers used to go out looking for the gold in the teeth? Or was that the people who worked in the mortuary?
I'm not sure. I think it's a mortuary.
So the mortician would go in and pop gold out of people's teeth?
I'm sure they did.
Well, I think
there used to be some grave robbers back then in the days.
Yeah, but that seems like a lot of work, doesn't it? Digging somebody up?
You would think. But people love that, whatever they bury with people with.
But how do they know who has gold and who doesn't?
I don't know.
How would you like to dig somebody up and then get to the bottom and say, oh, they don't have anything?
Well, I'm sure they probably research before they...
You know, I've heard of some stories over the years where right before they get ready to close the lid, a family member goes in there to say they want to say goodbye, and what they actually do is yank the jewelry off of them.
See, that's why I'm getting frozen.
Because you're not. I mean, we've been down this road. I don't know why we're talking about it on St. Patrick's Day. What would make it St. Patrick's Day any other? The closest facility is in Michigan. You have to be frozen within like 20 minutes of your death.
That's why we're going to put an ice machine in here.
How do you know you're going to die here? I hope you're not going to die here.
Just in case.
Yeah, but what if you go in your sleep in the middle of the night?
Well, I have an alarm that goes off.
But by the time, by the time somebody gets there, it's too late.
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
It's impossible unless you have a wife or a significant other who's with you almost all the time that knows of your plans.
We'll see what happens.
I don't think we have to see what happens on that one. I know where
it's
one's
going. It's
going
to be in my book.
I tell you what, when we are planting you in the ground, I'll say, I told you so.
Oh,
I'll put
that.
A little paper in the box.
Okay.
I won't try to yank your... Is there anything you want to be buried with?
No. Give it all to charity.
No, not money. I'm saying anything in particular. Most people have some kind of significant...
I'm not going to see it, no.
Well, you don't see it now. But the point is not for the person who's there. The point is, you know, I think a lot of people put pictures in now of the family because they figure 100 years from now, if like Lake Erie floods and everybody goes floating, if they open up the thing, they'll know who it is.
Oh, is that what it is?
So they can put them back.
I see.
Because really, how do you identify the person if something happens?
Oh, like I'm sure they put a tag on their body or something.
There's no tag once you're in the thing.
Yeah, they tag your body when you're in like in the
coroner. But yeah, once you go to the mortuary,
they cut the tag off.
Well, yes. Because they know who it is.
Well, they might just leave the tag on the toe or something, whatever it is.
A lot of people are buried with shoes on.
A lot of people are buried in cars.
A lot of Irish people.
You know, somebody got buried in their car before. Or I think it was in Australia or something, like other country. They buried somebody in a car, half of the car, not the whole car.
You know, I think we're the only country that does embalming. I read that somewhere. I'm not sure why we're the I don't know. But I think we're the only country that embalms people.
Yeah, well, back in the days, they didn't used to.
No, but that's because they wanted people to be more lifelike. Oh. They used to do wakes, too. They'd bring you to the house, and the relatives would have a few drinks, and they'd get up and they'd dance with the deceased.
And the person, now, is it called a wake is when you're not dead yet?
No, you got to be dead.
No, honestly, I'm gonna have a few. I'm like a fake my death, you know? Like,
people would believe it.
I want to see how many people come to my funeral.
If you said massive heart attack, people would buy it. There'd be no question about it.
I want to see how many people show up to my funeral.
See, a lot of people want to know that, but that's something you never can know.
No.
You never will be at your own funeral. What a fascinating St. Patrick's Day program this has been. Very uplifting. But remember, we've got much more. The Ted Williams Golden Voice Show coming up here in about 10 minutes, maybe a little less than that right now. And then the Exchange Club and the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Much more to come.
Michaels, Scott Spears, and Charlie Evers every Friday, 12:10 until 1 p.m. for the Exchange Club, supported by Kroger.